Wednesday night, and the day of the Torah, we were Rabbi Shimshon and Fred Gruner.
Good evening. I'd like to discuss a bit the melacha of losh. One of the 39 melachas of losh, lisha, kneading, is the classic case is dough, flour, water. That is the kneading it, making a dough. That is the melacha. Now, so there's two parts. There's two parts of the melacha. There's the putting together the flour and the water, pouring in, known as the nesinas mayim, pouring in the water, and then. Yeah, and then the gibble, the mixing it, the kneading it together. So in the first stage, then is just to pour in. Then it's the beginning. It's the initial stage of the mix of the kneading. But you're just doing the pouring. You're not actually bringing it together. And the second stage is the kneading. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi says, "Hanois man chayev, you're ready chayev by just pouring the water in, although you haven't actually mixed it together." You're ready chayev because at the beginning of the melacha, like we find a bishul, someone cooks something half the it's only half cooked, is it ready enough to be chayev? So Rebbe holds that as soon as the water has been poured into the flour, then you're ready chayev. And Beis Yehuda holds, they only chayev when you actually mix it together. The pouring together is just considered like the preparation, but the actual issa is only when you actually mix it together. We're machmir like Rebbe, that you chayev for both the mixing together and the pouring together and the mixing. Now, there's two types of doughs. There's the Gemara calls a blila ava, which is a thick dough, and a blila raka, a loose dough, like the batter of a cake, which is runny, not as runny as a drink, but it's slightly runny. So that, something which is a blila raka, is only issa jabon. That is not including the raisa, there's no issa lisha on that. The raisa is only issa of lisha on a blila ava. Now, so what exactly defines a blila ava? So the person can say something which is thick enough that it can't be pulled from one cleat to the other. It's like it's one big lump, it's one unified mass of different things that have come together to become one. That is the dough. But for example, a salad. If you cut up a salad of tomatoes and cucumbers and mix it together, it's not going to become one. So that there's no issa lisha. But it does apply. It's not only about flour. It can be with any other something like flour with matzah meal, we're going to discuss that soon. Is like fish, tuna, or herring, or minced meat, or finely cut vegetables, just cut up like coastal salad. It's cut very finely and put in a lot of mayonnaise, and then that could just come together like and become like a dough. But basically, it needs to be one complete, like one dough, and what it's made of, there's no difference what the materials are, whatever it is, some hard material like the flour, and the liquid material could be flour, water, it could be water, oil, or even honey or mayonnaise, even thick, whatever it is, if it's enough to bind it together, then that is already, that is the melacha of losh. Now the question is there any hetzer to do this on Shabbos? So generally in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a rule that a shinui, if you do something with shinui, then it's not a melacha deraisa, it's a melacha jabonon. For example, to write with the left hand on Shabbos is not issa deraisa, but it's asa mejabonon. Because it is the melacha, it's just a shinui, so it's only asa mejabonon. But there are some cases which Chazal will matter completely to do a melacha if it's done with shinui. For example, if you do the mixing stage, the second stage of the lisha, if you do it with the shesi ve'erev, then Chazal will matter completely to do it. Why is that? Because the whole way of mixing is such an unusual way, such an insufficient way, that you can't knead a dough with just doing backwards and forwards. It's not going to become a proper dough. So Chazal Mati, if you mix it just backwards and forwards, the Sforim says you should take it out between going from one direction to the other, you should take it out. Otherwise, it does end up being all the way around. So when you go backwards and forwards, you can keep it in. But when you go backwards and forwards, and then take it out, and then the other direction. Then that is such a good shinui that you're even allowed to do it. Now, that's as far as the second stage is concerned, the mixing. But for pouring the flour in the water, the Gemara says that there's a shinui to do the opposite order. That means if usually you put the flour into the water, then you do it the other way around. Wherever the usual order is, you do it the other way around. And the postman says, the Trimazadashan says, if there's no known order, then you can put the flour in first and after you pour the water. Because that's the way around, the way it was done, that's what the Gemara says. So if you don't know any way, you can always just be making them do it that. We're gonna do our retakes in a minute. Retakes is a bit more complicated. So So the problem with this is, the Gemara says, since it isn't such a good shinui, I mean, the effect happens the same, just when you put the flour into the water into the flour, so therefore we'll only allow it to round this shinui by blila raka, which is only esa jabonon. But if you're making a blila ava, which is esa deraisa, then you can't rely on this shinui, and it doesn't help you, it's still asa. So it comes out. Somebody wants to make on Shabbos, a dough, so if he wants to make a blila raka, So then we have a shinui for both parts. The mix in the flour and the water. If he does the opposite way to usual, so that's an accepted shinui. And then when it comes to mixing it, he can do it with chesivarev. So then he can do the whole thing. But if you want to make a blila ava, then although the mixing you can do with it chesivarev, because that's a sufficient shinui. But the putting the flour and the water you can't do because you don't have any good shinui that will allow you to put flour and water together. So then you're stuck. So it should come out that there's no way to make. Lila Ava b'Shabbos, but there's two ways out of this problem. One is if you put the water into the flour before Shabbos, so you put a bit of water in before Shabbos, so then the mixing of the flour and the water, which is the beginning of the Lishah, has already happened. The coming together has already happened. That initial stage of coming together. So on Shabbos you can put more water in, and the mixing you can always just do b'Shinui. So then that's the way you can have a Lila Ava b'Shabbos. Because that initial stage of the flour and water coming together, that happened before Shabbos. The adding in water, that's not in the Issa of Nisinus Mayim, because that's already happened before Shabbos. So then you're okay if you do the mixing after with the shinui. Well, there's another way the person can say, if you use a thick binder, like a thick mayonnaise or thick honey, then nothing happens. If you have a pile of whatever it is, an egg or whatever, you have the dry substance and you put on a spoonful of mayonnaise next to it, nothing's going to happen. It's not going to start mixing together by just putting it down. So then there's no issa of Nisinus Mayim. That's machlokes. So we hold that Lisha applies even of things that don't grow from the ground. Even foods which are foods do come from animals which are considered they come from the ground, but like egg or fish or meat, then the issa of Losh does apply to them. It is a shayla. Some of the posts, I think, do mention this shayla, but the ma'as and lachwe is also. So that's another eight. So if you use a thick binder, then there's no issa of Nisinus Mayim, because nothing happens by itself. And when it comes to mixing, you always have the het of shesivarev. So then that is the way out. So with this eitzah, most salads we've got eitzah like tuna or coleslaw salad or potato salad, which is cut into small pieces. All these kinds of salad which do come into like a one big lisha, which is an issa of lisha, but because they're made with things like things like mayonnaise, which are thick, then there's always eight to on Shabbos because the Nisinus Mayim is no problem because it's thick. And then for the mixing, you can always do with the shinui. So according to that, so what we said so far should come out that if you want to do it without putting the water in before Shabbos, and you want to use water as opposed to something thick, then there should be no eitzah to make it on Shabbos. But we do find the place in two special heterim. That if you want to make food for a baby, or Chaznish said also for animal, which animal is in distress and needs to with Issa of Tzav Lechaim, or the Taz says a type of food which if it's made before Shabbos will get ruined, the only way to make this salad is on Shabbos. So then, in these two cases, these two exceptional cases, then we can rely on the shitta of Rabbi Yosef Rehuda, who says the whole Issa of Losh is only with the mixing. I mean, the Gemara is a machlok, because if there's two stages, there's the chai for both the putting together the flour and water, and also the mixing, or Rabbi Yosef Rehuda holds, the issa is just the mixing. Putting flour and water, which is the initial stage of the mixing, Rabbi Yosef Rehuda says there's no issa in that at all. Just putting flour and water, it's just it mingles together slightly, that Rabbi Yosef Rehuda holds, there's no issa b'chlal. The issa just is when you actually go and mix it. So though lechatchil were machmeh that there's issa in both stages, but in b'shas atzchak, it's either for a baby or for an animal, or in a type of food which is no way to prepare it before Shabbos without you want to dafka have this food and you want it b'blila ava and you can't prepare it before Shabbos, then we're makel to rely on the shitta of a b'risa b'rihuda that the issa is just the second stage, and the second stage you can always just mix it b'shinui, so then you're okay with that. So according to this, what should come out of Lachon Maisel like this? Someone who wants to make egg and onion on Shabbos, so first of all, just by the side point, you have to make sure if you're making egg and onion on Shabbos, then you have to be careful. First of all, you peel the eggs and the onions, you have to peel it just samach l'suda. There's an issa of boira if you're peeling if it's not samach l'suda. Second of all, you can only mash the eggs with a fork and not with a grater, because a grater is over the chol. So if you're mashing the eggs, you just do it with a fork. And third of all, when you're cutting up the onions, you have to make sure, first of all, only to cut it somewhat lasudah and to cut slightly larger pieces, because otherwise there's an issa of tochen. So besides being careful about these things, now it comes to the problem of lisha. So as we said beforehand, if you do it with mayonnaise, so then you're right. So you put from the nesimus hamayim, there's no issa of putting the water in, because it doesn't mix together by itself. So you can just put mayonnaise on. And when it comes to the second stage of the mixing, then you can mix it with the shinui. But if someone who wants to do with oil, so if you just put a very little amount of oil and that's the way you eat the egg, then it's b'chal not alisha. It's just egg with a bit of oil just to wet it. So then they're okay. But if you want to use a lot of oil, make it into a proper dough. So if you want to prepare on Shabbos, either if you have a minute to prepare it at the Shabbos or the dafka, or if you hold that, if you prepare it for Shabbos, it gets spoiled and it's not as tasty, then you can rely on this. The Taz who says that something which foods that were are going to be ruined, if you make it before Shabbos, then you can lie on the basic behud and say that this is just the kneading. So therefore, if you do that b'shinui, then you're okay.
Master, the shin is, at the end of the day, the shin is going to make a good...
Yeah.
What's
up with you? You see, why would it matter to...
At the end of the day, it's not going to make these shirts with a lot.
But if the way it's going, you have to do a lot of times back and forth. Right, but it couldn't make a dough of flour and water like this. It's not.
Yeah, but
it's all matter. If at the end of the day it's not done in a good way of mixing, then even egg and onion, it won't mix very. It take a long time to go back and forth. So it's all matter.
With mayo, sometimes you get a fork and mix the egg together with
the mayo. The mix, you have to crisscross. Yeah, you have to be crisscross. Yeah. Yeah, the mayo you can put on, and then crisscross has to be there. Oh, so now it comes to Weetabix and cereals. So according to what we said, it should come out that cereals is, you have both this iterium, that's a baby, often you're making cereals for babies, and cereals is something which is going to get ruined if you make it before Shabbos. So we should have this heter of just mixing crisscross, and then you don't need to worry about putting the flour in the water. Oh yeah, you do it the other order, the opposite order, and then mix it crisscross, and then that should be it. Now, but the problem is like this: there's a Gemara in Zvachin that says, "Listen, mine bezera pishn chayev. If you put water in the flax seeds, then you chayev." And so the Prima Gondim explains that this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and this is even according to the poskim who say that there's no chiyuv mesinas ma'am, that we hold that putting water in is not issa, that the only issa is only the actual mixing. The putting the water in is no issa, but the Gemara says, but when you pour it in the flax seeds, then you are chayv straight away. Why is that? So they say because these are it binds together straight away, so therefore it's considered as if you did two things in one. By pouring the water in, it's considered as if you poured the water in and you mixed it in one go, just by pouring the water in. So, according to this, then Rabbi Falk held very strongly that Weetabix and oats and all these things all are included in this. That they, because they're all made very absorbent. And so if you take even if you do it with the shinui, and even if you do it crisscross, it doesn't help you. It's too late. As soon as you put oats with milk or Weetabix in the milk, then it, by itself it absorbs. You can try, you can see yourself. You take, let's say, matzah meal and milk, put it in a plate, don't touch it, nothing's going to happen to it. You take flour and water, put it in a plate, leave it, nothing's going to happen.
It's already been kneaded all beforehand in the factory.
Right, yeah.
Already. You're just doing it again.
But matzah meal, now it's a matzah meal of Weetabix, yeah.
It's been lost already, it's been kneaded.
But this is, when it, since it's been roasted, then you haven't actually needed this substance. Now it's a dry substance, it's completely dry, then it's included in lot. So the way they make oats and Weetabix, they make it very absorbent. So just by pouring it in by itself, you see, if you put oats and milk, and you come back 2 or 3 minutes later, it soaks in, and then it becomes one mass, and it becomes one... So this is there's no way which you can...
You put a lot of milk in it.
Oh, so if you put a very lot, that's the head. So the only...
You see, you don't put a lot of milk, you have a little baby, you want to get warm.
Yes.
Then you got a problem.
Yeah, so the Maaseh Rav writes very strongly that there's no way to have it Blila Ava. The only way is two ways. Either you make it Blila Raka, like you're saying, you put a lot of milk in, and then it will be like a loose mixture, and then there's no problem. The whole Blila Raka is only Drabonon, so then the Chatzchili should do it. They shouldn't do it. do the mixing should be crisscross, and you should do the opposite order. But since it's Bli Liraka, then we're only dealing with the Issa Rabbanon, then there's no problem. Or the other option would be to prepare it before Shabbos, to take the Weetabix and put a bit of milk in and put it in the fridge, and then it's not as geschmack, but that's the only way you can have a thick mixture of...
Yeah,
as long as it's not just a time job. Enough to that it goes in the whole thing. Yeah, you can add as much more as you want. Yeah, that doesn't matter. So if it gets very thick, you only put a bit in and it's very thick, and then when you add more milk, then you still have to mix it crisscross, because you haven't made it into the proper dough that you want to make. Else, the Issa of Nesinus Mayim, as soon as you put some water in, then
you've got the one piece of it. How much milk would you say you need to put into that?
To hold the whole wheatabix. You can't just put it in one corner. You can't just put it in one corner. Yeah, you have to, like, the milk goes in, and then any more you add in later is all extras, therefore there's no issue in that.
Probably a lot of cereals have been eating for a long time, and people are complex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if I discuss this as well, he says if you, a very long time, you don't need to consider that. I mean, the way you have to look at each thing the way it's supposed to be eaten. So a wheatabix, you said like both extremes. Yeah, it's something which is the way it's supposed to be eaten, like cornflakes shredded. If you leave it for a long time, it'll also become one big thing. But since it actually got, yeah, the way it's supposed to be eaten is in a way like shreddies, in a way like not a dough at all, then there's no problem. But something like wheatabix, after leaving it for 1 or 2 minutes, even if it becomes a mammoth, or even oats, after 1 or 2 minutes, it becomes a thick dough, so then it's also. But I saw those who argue from that the prima godlum is mashma, that needs to be very thick for this Issa of Zarapishtin. But I think the reason why the fact holds strongly that it's also is because there's no difference how thick it is. As much as the idea of this Gemara by Zarapishtin, the idea is that if it's all included in the first mice of pouring in the water, is so you've done everything. As long as the fact is that everything's done and nothing more is needed, then that itself is a reason to ask her. So therefore, the only by Weetabix, the only two ways are either preparing it beforehand or make it biraka. But everything else, including egg and salads, then generally the rule is that you should put in a thick binder or put in the water before Shabbos. But in cases where you want and you need it for a baby, or the salad's going to get ruined before Shabbos, then you can rely on the Shittah Beris Buda that the Issa is just the mixing and the kneading. Therefore, if you just do crisscross, then you're okay.